This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The season is upon us, Tommy.
What season is that, Ben?
Well, for a place with a bunch of dreary, wet, and cold months, we sure do love golf here.
Oh, yeah.
And this week, you can get back after it whenever you want to.
Let's hit it.
And you've never heard anybody say too much of a good thing can be a problem, right?
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF golf season has officially begun in Rochester.
Yep.
Yesterday, Duran Eastman, Gen Valley, Churchville opened, and folks came out in droves. Although, if you are going out, it is because of the weather. Like, one of those, you got to keep the cart on the path.
Oh, yeah. Everything's wet and soft.
And I don't think the driving range are...
It's very wet and soft. Damp.
Is it wet, soft, and damp?
Yeah. Like, the holes are slick.
Yeah?
And fast.
No kidding.
Yeah. I already did mine.
No, your mother's never been fast. She's a slow burn, baby. Nice and gentle. And really, saying the season started yesterday is wrong, because there are private courses that have been open for like a month now, because we've had that really nice run of weather. And if you want to find a golf round in the greater Rochester area any day of the week, it's not hard to do, because we have so many courses. Mm. Something that people take full advantage of.
Oh, sure.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many rounds of golf does someone have to play a month before you consider them a lazy bum?
If you're playing 4 times a month, that's a lot. And it's expensive.
Once a week? No, really? That's
expensive.
Wow. No, I'm not saying, I know it's expensive, but at what point does your golf game start to take away from the things you're supposed to be doing?
So you think once a week is okay?
Yeah, there are people that play in a golf league that play once a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fair. Like, I mean,
but those guys are such dicks. Like, we know two sets of foursomes of guys we can't stand.
Well, okay.
And don't be getting, I like some of those guys.
Yeah. Well, that's just eight people you can't stand.
Exactly.
But they also found each other in golf clubs.
My personal feeling about someone and whether or not they're golfers, those two things are different.
Okay,
right? Like, you know, if you play beer league hockey, basketball, volleyball, soccer, you play once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, four times.
But golf's a way long commitment.
Yeah, but once
it's
a week,
you can
have a full-time job and still play golf once a week.
And some of
you know what I mean? Like, it hasn't completely taken over your life, I would say.
But that means most of your spare time, if you're like a guy like you,
you
do not have 6 hours on a weekend to commit to golf. I'm talking about from out the door and home. You ain't got that.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, some of those leagues are 9 holes, right?
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday.
Yeah,
you play those
night
leagues or after evening leagues. Okay.
So I'm going to say 4 is not too much.
4 nights a week?
No, 4 a month. I said a month, you idiot. With all due respect.
That's why we can't be a foursome.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
How many rounds of golf does someone have to play a month before they're a bum? And let's keep on. We're not talking retired. We're talking working age, maybe
talking,
a family.
You know,
now, your old man plays golf.
Yeah, he does. I would say he maybe in the summer goes like once or twice a month. He's not, you know, going a ton. But
what number would he have to hit where you'd start to be like, all right, this is getting ridiculous? Yeah.
I would say, like, for him especially, two to three times a week would be a lot.
So you'd be okay with 8 golfs a month before you started to get worried?
Yeah, I think so.
But that's just about all your free time.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, he works weird hours, so, you know, he could do it on weird off days where I guess, you know, it wouldn't be all that weird for him to go out and play nine holes.
Okay. Now, we know that people are golfing in Rochester more than the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last couple of years, we saw a massive increase in weekday golfers.
The COVID syndrome.
Yeah. And the assumption is those golfers are the work-from-home crowd. Now, keep in mind, we had a study a couple of years ago that said 9 in 10 work-from-home people say they have done work, a day of work, just on their cell phone at some point in their career.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the question that you could actually be at work and golfing at the same time.
That's got to piss off a lot of people. You're golfing and working.
Well, golfing and working.
Working and golfing.
I know multiple people who do this.
I mean, why would you take that away from them if they can do their job?
I don't know. Well, it seems a little arrogant, man. You're literally playing a game while you're working.
Okay, now you can say that's arrogant, and that's a valid statement. It's also arrogant of a man sitting in a leather chair who works 4 hours a day to call those people arrogant.
Could your dad have done that if he wanted to?
Yeah.
I thought all of our dads did this if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, my old man played golf on weekends. Yeah. And when he moved to Florida.
No, I meant while he was working.
Oh, yeah. But back then he wasn't working. There was no work from home back then that. So he just went and golfed.
I guess to my point, at least you can kind of stay connected to work while you're doing it now.
So three things he always had in his car, his office car, his golf clubs, a fishing pole and a bathing suit. And my old man sometimes would go
to
the
beach. People worked really hard for a living.
He'd go for a swim. He would go for a swim in Lake Worth Beach in Florida, hit the public showers, hopefully by himself, and then came home.
As we talk about, the local courses, public courses opening yesterday.
I am jealous. Are you jealous?
Well, let's talk about that. 252 WCMF, how many rounds of golf does someone have to play a month before you consider them a golf bum? Because, Tommy, to your point, what you just said, folks who golf have the ultimate escape.
Yeah.
It's hard to get caught when you sneak away. You're out in the middle of the field with some buddies.
You drinking.
Yep. And even if you do get caught sneaking out to golf, you can make the argument, I'm getting exercise. I'm out.
Getting about the lowest form of exercise there is.
All right, if a guy wants to walk 9, walk 18, his partner cannot say, well, what are you doing out there? Right. No, I'm getting my steps in.
Okay.
Check out my Apple Watch. Look at all my steps.
Mm.
Right? You can argue that you need to spend some time with friends you haven't seen for the sake of your mental health. And it's also socially acceptable to get rip-roaring drunk while you're out playing.
Yeah.
Right? It's the kind of activity, golf, that's looked at in 10 different ways by 10 different types of people, right? Some people see it as an absolute necessity. Some folks look at it as helping the local economy.
It does.
Right? Because there's a ton of golf courses.
Oh, yeah. And everybody can play golf now. It's not this snooty rich guy sport anymore.
You got it. You can go find places with $15 greens fees. And it's romantic.
I hate golf. I hate playing golf.
You and me both.
But I am jealous of guys who golf.
But,
because I wish I had that kind of commitment to something for 6 hours.
We could go play golf.
Every time I did it, it sounded like fun. And I can remember going, man, I would be making the turn, right? I go, God, we got 9 more of these, man. This
sucks.
Blows.
Well, why don't we join a 9-hole golf league with a bunch of bums?
Because we're not those guys. We're jerks. That's the other thing. We're jerks. We like to run our mouths and we like to make fun of everybody. And golfers, there's always one serious guy in that foursome that acts like he's at the Masters. That guy that has to line up his putt, he's Jack. He's going to hold the putter up and line it up. That guy does not have a sense of humor.
You just have to find the right folks. You know how much my dad runs his mouth? He was a scratch golfer. He was winning medals in the Police Olympics in golf. That's a real thing, by the way.
Right.
He medaled in the National Police Olympics in golf.
The other thing is, when you play with a guy like your dad, he's going to get frustrated because I can't keep up.
He'll just be happy he's beating you, probably.
That and it gives him more time to drink.
All right.
I think we're winning here. Let's go play golf with my dad.
All right.
9263. I had asked you, how many times a month does somebody golf before they're a bum? You said 4.
I think 4 is a lot.
Kimmy's at 8. Let's talk to Jason. Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good, Jason. What do you got?
I golfed over 80 times last season. And that didn't affect my schedule one bit. I actually own my own business. I'd get out at 5:30 in the morning, And if you're golfing alone or even with one buddy, you can get through a round of 18 in, you know, 2.5-3 hours. I can get out by 8 and still work my full day.
Are you? I'm so good at golf. It only takes me a couple of hours.
You married? You got kids? What's a sitch, Jace?
Engaged with kids.
Oh, wait, you're engaged with kids and you managed to golf 80 times?
I've never golfed the weekend, never golfed the night. It's always in the morning.
Man.
Oh, damn.
All right, well, okay. How old are the kids? They got to get on the bus? Your fiance's okay with that?
4 and 17.
4 and 17. Okay, that's a... Spread them out there, Jason.
Yeah.
All right. You take the 17-year-old out?
He's tried. Yeah, he's into it. He hasn't gone a couple times, but it's more my, you know, it's kind of my escape to get out there in the morning when it's quiet, no one's around.
All right, Jason, just you and I talking. Nobody can hear you, right? Just a couple of bros broing out. Do you prefer spending time with your 17-year-old on the course, or if you were given the choice, would you rather be there alone?
I think it's perfect mix of 50-50.
You cheap, you lie! 50-50. Why you lie, Jason?
So, wait, you have a smart answer into
you
a
have like a you wait. So, do you golf by yourself or do you golf with other guys 80 times?
I play a lot of solo rounds, and I've got like one or two golf buddies. One of them, he probably played, you know, at least 50 of those rounds with me last year. I mean, I've already been out probably 20 times this season.
What a weirdo.
What? No, what? I mean, he's got a hobby. He's
a morning weirdo golfer loner.
That's the best. It's quiet, man. It's peaceful. It's quiet.
So is your bed.
Yeah, but you're a morning person. Like, you could easily do this. Like, you wake up so early, you just wait for the rest of the world to catch up to you.
Listen, when I wake up, I'm already miserable. I don't need another reason.
Jason, based on Tommy's assessment, you are a bum. I'm sorry, man, but I appreciate the call.
That's why I called, just to say it.
Jason, thanks, buddy. He got you good. Mm. We got tweets coming in. You can always tweet us at WCMF Breakroom. My husband went out more than 100 times last year, at least 3 times a week, sometimes 36 holes a day.
He does not love you. He does not.
No.
He finds you annoying and wants to get away from you. There's no other reason. That's a ton of golf.
Some people enjoy golf.
I don't think Rory has that schedule.
I mean, but what's the difference when it comes to time? Like, if, you know, there are people that'll want to work out 90 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same thing as going to play 9 holes.
I think, all right.
What's the difference if you're doing it every single day?
How many people work out 90 minutes a day?
Only the most elite.
You say you only do an hour.
It's between an hour and 90 minutes.
Wow, look at you. Man.
Yeah, kicking it. I mean, look, hey, man, hashtag stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know, going back with Jason, talking about the kids, right, like a 17-year-old, is teaching your kid to golf a good or a bad idea? Because there was that old argument, Tommy, like you were talking about your dad, teaching a kid to golf was good because business was done on the course.
Okay, is if you're a businessman.
No.
That's great if you own a business.
All right, let me put it this way. I know multiple boys and girls when I was a kid whose parents signed them up for golf lessons thinking that they were going to be like, in business meetings on golf courses closing deals.
Okay.
Is that the case anymore? Because I don't look at golf as like a business
thing. No, I mean, business gets conducted on your phone.
Okay, like, look.
What do you think? Are they going to sit there and close the Murphy deal?
I don't know business, so I asked that question. Yeah. But I wasn't asking you, because if there's someone who knows, the only person who knows less about business than me is Mr. Non-Business.
Well, you only think you can have one job in business, and that's sales.
Yes.
And you're always closing the Murphy deal. And like, here's the thing. If you teach your kid to golf, you could be signing them up for a life of frustration, a fortune on equipment, greens fees. And that's another generation of them sneaking away to go out and abandon their families. And
by the way, that generation probably doesn't get to sneak away. Now I'm guessing you're golfing as a couple.
Is that a bad thing?
Bro.
What? I'm asking you a question. What time is it? Is your wife up yet?
I'll tell you right now, man. My wife would not want to golf with me.
No, look at you trying to turn it around, you coward ass
bitch. But he's probably right.
Well, no, let me ask you a question. Let's say that your wife, she sees the news, and, you know, she sees like you do. It looks romantic, and everyone's out there and having fun. She goes, Tommy, listen.
All right.
I think we should take a golf lesson together. Okay. I signed us up for a couples beginners golf league.
Okay.
You in?
She's going to take it over. She's going to take it all over. So it's not even going to be me playing golf anymore. It's going to be whatever she wants me to look like playing golf. So here's the first thing that's coming. Matching outfits.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Hey, maybe we'll get a monogram.
God, I'd die to see that.
Come on. Tommy's wife, if you're listening.
I'm out.
Can I
get one of those like golf hats with the
she knows golf. She knows a lot of lady golfers that are her friends.
Yeah.
One teaches it.
That's
I mean,
so you have an in.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate golf. I hate golf. I golf.
It's not fun.
You're not a golfer.
I don't. It's the most frustrating game ever. My wife has always wanted to be a golfer. She's never, like, learned. We went to the driving range a couple of times. I just get frustrated. Told you my dad's a good golfer.
Yeah.
She reached out to my dad this week to teach her how to golf.
She wants to get into the game?
Yes. Yes. And I told her, I'm like, look, you want to do this.
Yeah.
You're on your own. I love you. I want you to have a hobby, but I can't. I can't.
I also don't have any attention span.
Same.
Like to concentrate.
Same.
I just, my head's going to wander. And I also cheat and I lie.
But everyone who golfs cheats and lies. You'd fit right in there,
but
man.
You know I'm going to cheat my ass off, man.
Talking about how the three public courses in Monroe County opened yesterday. Gen Valley, Churchville, and Duran Eastman. It's officially the start of golf season. And really, the last month, private courses have been open all over the place. We had asked the amount of times a golfer can golf a month before they become a bum. Tommy came in with 4, which is way low. Kimmy's at about 8. We talked to Jason, who said he golfed over 90 times. We're getting tweets. People saying they're over 100, 150 rounds a summer.
How many days are in summer?
Is it 180?
No. Give me 180 days of summer.
Well, from golf season.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that means you're getting there. Pretty late into the fall.
All right. So you're playing in crap weather then.
Well, yeah, but I think there's more time to golf than to not golf. Like, if you start golfing in March, which is standard, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how many fingers? 8 months. Right.
I mean, I went
How many fingers?
Well, because it went backwards. If I would have started it this way, I would have got it. 8.
I went to a wedding in November on a golf course, and there were guys out there golfing like mid-November still.
That should have been a message to the bride.
Well, no, it wasn't the part. It was,
no, but I'm
just
saying she should have looked
out
and seen that's your future.
Bad.
Okay.
Dave writes us. Facebook message is coming in. Dave says, guys who golf during the weekday are not bums. If you can find the time, you should take it for yourself. And it's the best time to get out because no one else is out there. Well, yeah, because most people can't be bums.
Yes, it's a reason why there's nobody out there.
No, like today I'm going to drive home, and I'm going to drive through Gen Valley to get to my house. And I'm going to look around, like you said, and I'm going to go, oh, man, that looks awesome. And I'm also going to be driving fast because that road cuts through the course, and somebody always hooks a ball and almost hits my car every time I drive through. So get out there and have fun.
Have fun. I always think like it must suck, too, because like if you're golfing and you're a young guy, you're going to golf midweek. You're going to run into a lot of me's, old farts that take their time, want to tell you all the rules, all the golf dicks out there that like to explain the game to you.
Yeah, but there's good and there's bad with everything.
Yeah, but a lot of bad shows up at a golf course.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.